This is The Wealth Puzzle with Michael Mansfield from The Lynn Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Michael provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is The Wealth Puzzle with Michael Mansfield.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to The Wealth Puzzle with Michael Mansfield, and I'm Tana Pennington. We've got a lot to talk about today. Right now, though, just first and foremost, Medicare open enrollment has begun. Until December 7th. So if you need your prescription drug plan reviewed, give me a call, text me, email me, and we can do that really quick. Make sure you're in the right plan. There's been a lot of changes, so I know a lot of you that could be affected by that. So
how long does that run for?
Till December 7th. So we got another good, solid, more than a month. Yeah.
So well, very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. Well, hey, you know, let me kind of touch on something real quick before we get into some of the finance stuff. A couple weeks ago, did a video. I focused a lot of energy on, you know, what was happening in Israel and Gaza. Obviously, you know, want to always reinforce that, you know, the things that are happening there are insane, right? The more data that comes out, the atrocities that Hamas has done to Israel are utterly disgusting, utterly insane. You know, I got a lot of positive feedback from that video, which I really appreciate. Got a handful of bits of criticism. And, you know, for anyone who was critical of what I was saying, I would only challenge you to actually go do some research and figure out what you're trying to justify. So anyways, as we see, though, that's bubbling, right? You know, it's one thing when it's an isolated, you know, regional conflict between Hamas and between Israel. Hezbollah's getting involved. Iran's getting involved. Mm-hmm. The U.S. is sending stuff there.
Right.
One of the most shocking things, though, that, you know, is economic. Remember, I learned we got to keep this financial planning or I might get in trouble. But one of the things is, remember, our job function as an advisor is to look at things that do certainly have an impact on people's finances. Mm-hmm. One of the things that has a massive impact of our long-term trajectory of markets, economic health, how things would perform is certainly the economy, right? And so we have a huge spending problem in this country, a huge, 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 huge spending problem. Last year, we brought in over $5 trillion of revenue and we spent well past $6 trillion, right? The $5 trillion was the most we'd ever collected in 1 year. Well, guess what? This rolling 12 months looks like we're probably going to collect about $4 trillion. Our tax revenue is, in fact, going down. Because, you know, the hyper bubble that was created in the real estate market, all those capital gains transactions are all being washed out since the Fed raised rates so quickly and stalled out the housing market. Whoops. And so tax revenue is going down for this calendar year. But guess what? Government spending ain't going down. All of a sudden, we have the world's largest deficit.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to do a full show solely on government spending. We're going to look at spending versus GDP. We're going to look at the service of the debt versus GDP. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at that from a historical context. So next week's going to be a very important show for us all to understand what do we think could happen over the next 5 to 10 years with this kind of chaos. Mm-hmm. But to that theme, President Biden went on the news last week giving an address about what was going on in Israel. And then he said he was going to mandate $105 billion request from Congress. Now, Tana, if I sat here and I gave you a rant about the chaos in Israel and that Israel needs money for our support, I need $105 billion. Where do you think that $105 billion would go? Like in your mind, where do you think it's supposed to be going based on what I just asked for?
Yeah. To the war.
You think it should go to Israel, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you know how much out of that is actually allocated towards Israel?
No.
Only $14 billion. Like, what?
Not surprised.
Like, I almost fell over when I read that the other day. Are you kidding me? Like $105 billion, people.
That's
a
lot of money.
That is?
That is a lot of money.
And only $14 billion of it is actually allocated directly towards Israel. Everything else is towards Ukraine. Everything else, a huge tranche of like 40% of it was to a category called the humanitarian efforts. Well, that's
interesting. There was some allocated to the border, right? For
you mean like Gaza and that kind of stuff?
No, for our border.
Oh, yeah, some of that. But yeah. It's all over the place. But once again, you give this, hey, we've got this huge crisis we got to deal with. I need a boatload of money to deal with it. I'm only going to use a little bit of it, though. just exhausting. Anyways, I digress, Tana.
That's
I told
okay.
you I wouldn't do that. You
no,
warned me. You said
okay.
those clients are going to hate you, Mike. You keep your mouth shut. You sit on your hands like a good little boy, as some of them have told you to do.
Remember, we do
I guess
several things.
I guess they pay me to be quiet.
No. We do have several things coming up, though. The S&P 500 earnings are going to be rolling out. About 25% of companies are going to be reporting soon. So
big week. Yeah. Big week.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so even the market right now while we're talking is up based on kind of a little bit of euphoria. Now, remember, we've talked about earnings in the past. For the last 9 months, earnings have been declining quarter over quarter. Not a good thing. Mm-hmm. But remember, depending on your political belief, unfortunately, you can't figure out if we're going into a recession or not. But declining earnings are not a positive. The scam of the industry right now is what analysts do is they set the bar so low that they say, oh, my gosh, look at all the companies are beating their earnings right now. 80% of companies are beating their estimates. Well, if I say, OK, all Tana has to do today is open one eyeball while she's laying in bed and she opens two. Oh, dude, it was a win. Win. Right?
I did open two.
She got
today.
Out of bed today. Oh, dude, this is incredible. She, talk about winning. And so that's the problem that we have right now is we don't know how earnings are going to come out. It looks to me, just from what I've seen so far with the 17% that have reported, that they're relatively flat, not really positive, not really negative. Obviously, we're in the early innings of the earnings, so we got to see what happens here. But Tana is spot on. This is a big week. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the market's up right now because so far, here, look, Spotify's up big, big beat on third quarter estimates. Oh, people are listening to music. It's really, saving the world.
We also have GDP.
Ooh, you guys
it's coming out soon.
Caffeine.
You do, don't you?
Not really anymore.
Oh.
Now that I read about
it. You backed off?
Well, no, now that you if you actually waste your time learning what caffeine does, it's the opposite of what you think. It doesn't give you energy.
It
blocks the receptors that tell you you're tired. And you're kind of like, that's kind of terrifying to me, but whatever.
So we got GDP coming out and it should be projected over 5%. So
Let me pop that up.
Yeah.
Tana's right. So third quarter GDP so far is estimated over 5%. Well, that's incredible, right? That would be the best quarterly GDP since like 2014, barring the weird ones we had during COVID, but we can't really count those because those were falsely created. But the last big quarter we had like this would be 2014, almost 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now that's weird, right? Because you'd say, oh my gosh, really? The biggest GDP quarter in 10 years, Mike? Things must be just purring like a kitten out there, right? Just humming on all cylinders. So we have to wait for the data to come out. There's a lot of things they use to cook the books and numbers. Things as simple as how much money did the government spend? That's a piece of it. Mm-hmm. How much import versus export happened? That's a piece of it. So there's things that can kind of bolster it up that honestly have been very dysfunctional since the supply chain mess that was created during COVID. So the jury's out. Once the data comes in, we'll do a little piece on that. But yeah, that's a great point, Tana.
Okay. Also, Feds, they're meeting November 1st. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with interest rates. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the Fed, the CME board, the Fed rate watch tool that they use. It's kind of interesting. So right now at the bottom, the Fed funds rate is at that 5.25 to 5.5 range.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because what this does is it shows us in the past, like if I go back a month ago, there was a 70% chance it was going to stay where it's at, meaning there was almost a 30% chance they were going to raise. And then a week ago is 88%. And then a day ago is 98%. And so it's sitting at about 97%. Mm-hmm. So what this is saying at the moment is everybody is betting that at least for November, the Feds are holding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've learned a lot, though. I've used this tool. I've showed this to a lot of people on these shows over the years. In the beginning of the year, it was that the Feds were going to be cutting by now. Well, that didn't happen, right? If I go to December meeting, there's a 70% chance they're holding in the same place. There's still a 25% chance they're raising a quarter point.
Right.
Fast forward to like next June, that's where the math starts to shift down. There's only a 30% chance that they're still sitting here. There's a 40% mm-hmm. chance, 50, about a 50% chance they've cut by then. So the market's kind of starting to bet that by summertime, they're certainly cutting. But that's a great point. I appreciate you bringing that up. Mm-hmm. So these are all important pieces of the puzzle. The Fed is driving the market, you know, as usual. The spending and the earnings are driving the market as usual. The crazy chaos is driving. But hey, let's talk about something funner, Tana.
Sounds good.
Let's talk about.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about.
Congratulations.
The most powerful women of fortune. Most powerful women. So I want to read some of these women. So number one most powerful woman is Karen Lynch. She's the CEO of CVS. You got Ruth Porat. She's the CFO mm-hmm. of Google. So this is fun. Right? There's a lot of them in here. Kathy McLay. She works at Walmart at the high level, right?
It's awesome. I love it.
Let's see who else we got in here. So let's see who. Sue Nabi. She works at Coty. These are just all like, these are all CFO, CEO, high powered people. And then they forgot about the 101st woman of Fortune magazine. There she is. Number 101. Her name's Michael Mansfield.
Oh, of the Lynn Group Wealth Management. Awesome.
So what's funny about this is I had no clue this was happening. My mommy found this in the magazine.
That's so awesome.
I was like, what's this? I'm like,
I know she told me about it.
Weird.
I meant to say congratulations.
Maybe a year ago, maybe the beginning of the year. I don't even remember when somebody called me from Fortune magazine and said that, you know, they were prompted from something that they just wanted to interview me and ask me some general questions. Maybe it was something to use. Maybe it wasn't. And so I ended up just shooting the breeze with them. And what they wrote about in the article, which you can all find at your local newsstand if there's such a thing anymore. Isn't that funny? Like that I'm the 101st so woman of Fortune magazine this month. But you know what they wrote about was, you know, kind of the focus of how we do retirement income planning. So one of the failures mm-hmm. in the industry is that nobody has a cash flow plan. Everybody owns investments. You know, you own your variable annuity and your mutual fund mm-hmm. and you have all your things, but nobody does the cash flowing where they kind of put it together and really focus. And that's an overstatement. Obviously, people do this stuff, but there's a huge lack of actual cash flow financial planning in the industry. Most people are sadly just sales advisors. And so they had called me to talk about how we build cash flow plans. And so I thought that that was interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it did kind of resonate that, you know, after some of the comments I got a couple of weeks ago on my videos that I thought I was just a totally incompetent idiot, but you know, I am the 101st woman of Fortune magazine. So there, but anyways, that's kind of fun, you know? So kudos out to Deborah for finding that because mm-hmm. honestly, my sister bought me this subscription. It shows up on my desk. It's actually my wife's name for some reason. And you know what I end up doing with a lot of them? You know, I kind of accidentally just throw them away. So my mom somehow got that. But I'm kind of surprised. You think they would like, I don't know, email me or something saying they actually used my info. But here we are. So that was that, you know, pretty short recording. Like I said, next week, we're going to do a really big dive into mm-hmm. federal spending, GDP. How much is that debt servicing interest kind of garbage costing all of us? Mm-hmm. Tana, thank you for coming on the show today and bringing the stressful mood down, right? Your positive light.
Good.
Brings joy to all of us.
Yeah,
and,
good.
You know, as the 101st woman of Fortune magazine, I'd just like to say thank you to everybody. I pray for world peace. Mm-hmm. And if you got any questions, thoughts, concerns, you know, you have any wild comments you want to give to us now that we've officially gotten some wild comments from some of you, feel free to pass them along. Feel free to email us at, you know, info@thelinngroup.com. Feel free to go to our main website, thelinngroup.com. Feel free to call us 805-500-7035. Otherwise, I appreciate it, Tana, and everyone have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to The Wealth Puzzle. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Michael Mansfield at The Lind Group. Call 805-500-7035 or visit them online at thelindgroup.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by the Lind Group Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of California. Insurance products and services are offered through the Lind Group, LLC. The Lind Group, LLC, and the Lind Group Advisors, LLC are not affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.